Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They never showed us doing it, but
you were doing meth on Sopranos.
There's a whole scene where we're singing in
Jesus
a choir
Christ.
And I'm like sweating, and I tell Tony that I did it a couple of times. Did you not watch her documentary that her kids made about her?
The last thing
Have
I
you
watched,
guys watched
of,
that?
The last thing I watched of hers was the porn. Oh. Let's be real. Not today. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
So I'm watching that, what is it called? The morning show on Apple TV?
Oh, yeah. I forgot the new season's out because no one can promote them.
Right. So the first season I thought was awesome.
So good.
Like really so good. And it was also like, was that COVID? When was that? Was that before COVID?
No, because the second season's about COVID.
Right. So maybe it was like, yeah.
It was pre-COVID.
Can you look when exactly?
Oh, it
when
aired
exactly?
during COVID.
Maybe, yeah. Yes. And if it did, it was like, oh, thank God.
Yes.
Like I needed something, yes. You know? And it was just, it was really good, but.
2019, it says. Oh.
I watched
it during COVID.
I watched it during COVID, I think. They were, yeah, like the morning show first episode air date, maybe.
Well, that's 2019.
Yeah, but can I just was wondering if maybe there was like a date possible.
December 20th, 2019.
Okay, yeah, so it was right, basically 2020.
Episode, first episode.
Okay,
October 2019.
So in this season, a spoiler alert. I guess it's not really a spoiler alert. There was like a hack where
ruin it for me.
No. It's like, you know, it happens everywhere. Like
okay.
Where like there's a hack and all of a sudden it's like, oh, all your information's out.
Okay.
Everything on your phone, this. And when I'm watching this, like, and all these people are like scrambling about, oh my God, this is out there. Like, I realize that I don't live that way of like, oh, stuff on my phone is safe. Like I live like this shit could be hacked at any moment. Like
mm-hmm.
I don't have precious shit. Like if somebody was like, oh, we got his emails, look, they'd be like, oh, I don't know. Like
Yeah, I don't think I have anything anyone's gonna give a shit about.
Yeah, like I have nothing. And it's not because like I don't have like thoughts or things like that in my life, but it's like I live like anybody could see my fucking email, like I bet.
Same.
You
They're like,
I mean?
Man, she uses a lot of exclamation points.
yeah. What do you boys live like? Like, do you have your stuff on your phone where like if I got hacked, I'd be dead? Like, is it like devastating stuff?
On my phone?
Yeah.
Yes and no. No, because everything's like coded and weird. You couldn't figure it out if you got in my phone. It's all fucked up. Like all my contacts are emojis and shit. Like my phone doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. It would suck for other people if my contacts got out. But like, you know what I mean? Like for me, it's not like because these people, it's more so like, oh
well,
my God.
Well, they're like shit talking other people in business and like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's
kind
just
of
like
stuff.
My life is ruined or like, you know, they're making fucking pornos. And this were like, if I did make a porno, it would be locked up in a. I mean, I guess that's how Tommy Lee and Pamela's got taken, apparently, but really it didn't. Like, but they said that their thing was like in a safe,
yeah,
locked up, which come on. But that's how I would do it in
Why
a way.
Why do you say that?
What?
Why do you say, come on? Why
because
don't you believe that?
Isn't it out that like they were in on it the whole time?
They were not in on it.
Oh, okay.
It ruined her life. You didn't watch Pam and Tommy?
No, I didn't. Mm. Should I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor thing.
Then that's nice. It was sad?
It was devastating for her. You should, you know what? Did you not watch her documentary that her kids made about her?
The last thing
Have
I
you
watched,
guys watched
of,
that?
The last thing I watched of hers was the porn.
Oh.
Let's be real. Over and over and over.
Sort of the resurgence that she's having right now, which is awesome and I'm totally here for, comes from this beautiful documentary that her two boys made of her, about her, and they have so much love and respect for their mom, clearly. And it's just about her whole story, like coming into Playboy, coming from Canada. Like, she's very open. She's very honest about it all. They made home movies all the time, not just sex. Like, it was so much part of like their joy and their love. And like, I think she still says like Tommy was like the love of her life, like for sure. Like, they were madly in love. But
and what was the allegedly? It's just like somebody came in and stole it out of a safe.
Somebody that was working at their house stole it.
Wow.
And sold it. And she tried everything to stop it, to fight it. And they basically, the courts deemed her powerless. Obviously, that would never be the case now, but a lot of it was because, like, you pose in Playboy, this is who you are.
Wow, really?
You should be, you can't say no to this now, essentially. And she felt very, you know, objectified and very, like, wrongly treated because of this image of what they have of who she is because she posed in Playboy, that almost she deserved it, in a way.
Did they catch the person who did it, who stole it?
Thinks
what a fucked up move to like
it's terrible
sell it. But
it's
like
so sad,
but I gotta say,
and
the guy,
they made $0 on it, though. They made zero money on it.
The guy stealing the tape and maybe making one copy for himself, I'm not gonna say it's the total scumbag move, but selling it is. But like, yeah. But like, if you see that,
I've never
not,
seen it
to what,
well, why would I have seen it?
I mean, I guess you're a chick, whatever, but oh my god, I just remember back in the day, it was like, it was in my VCR, no joke, probably for 4 years, and never...
You would just press play every once in a while?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, James, it was unreal. Everything was like, she is...
Well,
she
you're
going
to feel bad after you... And you should watch this documentary, because it's really... She's such an amazing woman, but it's really sad what happened to her.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's terrible.
They ruined it for you?
No, I'm just... Because, I mean, man, there were a good 4 years where it was like a daily... I remember...
Wow.
I
so
think,
you know it by heart.
I think I might have stolen the tape from somebody. Really. I think somebody had it, and I was like, I need to get my hands on that. Yeah. I feel... I unfortunately sympathize with the... You know.
What a time, guys. I mean, remember the Girls Gone Wild commercials? Like,
oh, do
10 p.m. and it's just all you saw on Channel 11.
And you know what the scam was with that all of my friends fell for? Because I still lived with my mom, but I had friends who were older. So they would order it, and it was like $29.99. But then what happened was you got charged every month or something and, like, got more shit. And it was in those days where it wasn't just easy. Like, now we know how to cancel subscriptions, and, like, Apple makes it easy. But it was, like, hard to cancel a subscription. It'd be like, oh, our hours are only from, like, 2 to 4, like, you know? And I had friends who were like, yeah, man, I got to cancel that. And then we were, like, potheads, and they would always forget and be like, fuck it, I just got charged again from fucking Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah. And he's like lives in Mexico or something, right? He's like not in the country or allowed in the country or something.
I don't associate myself with people like that, so I wouldn't know.
Sorry.
But
sorry, Rob.
Let's go. What do you want to do, Jamie? We could go to the cup, we could go to a memory lane, we could go to a email.
Let's do these emails.
We could do a sweet and sour.
Okay, this one's short first. Dating someone with three nipples. Hey guys, what's up? Huge fan of your guys' podcast. A topic I would like to share with you guys for sweet and sour is, how would you handle relations if you were seeing a girl or man and discovered they had three nipples? Would this bother any of you or ruin the relationship, or would it make the relationship better? Best, Cameron. Well, I have questions. Where is the third nipple? Is it next to one of the other ones?
Great
question. It in another area of the body? Like, where do third nipples usually show up? Have you ever seen someone with three nipples?
I have, and here's the
problem.
Where was it? Well, the original one, the first one I ever saw, was in a movie, and it was fake, but it was in, can you do Tales from the Crypt, Bordello of Blood, three nipples?
How the fuck do you remember that? Oh my
Jamie,
God.
Jamie, listen, I remember.
I loved Tales from the Crypt when I was little, though.
Tales from the Crypt, Bordello of Blood, three nipples. We're obviously not going to be able to show this on YouTube, but we'll let Jamie see it. And I remember being like, this is hot, because that's why. I remember being like, oh, I think I want a chick with three nipples.
Bordello of Blood?
Yeah, yeah. We went to see this over and over because there were a bunch of naked chicks in it.
Where do you mean you went to see it?
On 86th Street in a movie theater. There's a girl with three nipples. Oh, come on. Show her. I think that might be her. They're just not showing her three nipples.
Oh, she's a redhead.
I forget her name. She's a famous...
Yeah, I've seen her before.
But yeah, so the first time I ever saw it was this... But then I've seen it with other people, and the problem is, it's not what you're thinking, where it looks like another nipple. It just looks like a little piece of, like, prosciutto or, like, ham or, like, something. You know what I mean? It's not a full... Damn.
Is this a full-length feature film?
Oh, yeah.
Well, have any
triple
of you guys...
Nipple. That's
have
a great...
any of you guys seen a third nipple?
Hell no.
No.
Mm-mm. I have not. Sounds fun, though.
I'm not a nipple gal, so I don't know if it would make it more fun. I wouldn't judge necessarily about it. If I had a third nipple, I'd probably get it removed.
Really? See, yeah. I think if it looks just like another nipple, I think it's dope. I think if it looks like something weird, like, what is that? Because, like, so I've seen friends who have, like, a third nipple thing, and they have to be like, yeah, no, that's a third nipple. And you're like, is it? Because you don't even really, like, it's not.
Like, would there be a third nipple randomly on your stomach?
No, then it probably becomes something else, but maybe they could.
I don't know. I don't really find the fun in nipples, so it doesn't really.
See, I fall in love with the person.
Cutter's so mad at me right now. He hates that.
I yeah, it's tough, but I think, like, if it's hot, like it was in that movie, then it's hot. Like, I wish we could find it. We'll have to have.
All right, we're on the case. Somebody find us that. I'll read this other sweet and sour while we're going. Hey, guys. For several years, I have been living in the Southeast Asian country of Myanmar.
Come on, Jay.
Myanmar.
That's right next to Lithuania.
During the pandemic, I got stuck here and was unable to renew my visa. Then in February 2021, a military coup overthrew the democratic government, and the new military has exhibited their control by setting strict curfews and throwing anyone they can into prison.
Are we breaking news right
which
now?
Which includes people with expired visas. The U.S. Embassy recommended that I turn myself into immigration. However, people who have done that have been sentenced to 3 years in prison. I am torn between two choices. Wait out the conflict until rebel militias restore the democracy, which seems likely but may take a long time, or hire a drug trafficker or rebel militia to smuggle me into Thailand. Do you have advice? Even advice to help keep me sane during this isolation while in hiding would be appreciated.
That's what we're here for. Just keep listening to the pod. You'll
be
all right.
You can read his salutation.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that.
Okay.
What?
What? But you can listen to Not Today, Pal. What's going on? What? let him out. I'll never understand this. Why would a country let somebody leave?
Oh, my God. This has to be the social clip for this episode. It has to be Jamie reading this and then going, wait, what?
Because this is blowing my mind.
Wait,
what's happening? Is anybody else just mind blown? What's going on? Why can't this guy get out?
Guys, what do you think about this?
Are we not getting the whole story?
For several years in your country, during the pandemic, I got stuck here and unable to renew my visa. Then in February 2021, a military coup overthrew the democratic government, and the new military coup has exhibited their control by setting strict curfews and throwing anyone they can into prison.
Like, you're like, hey, I'm American. My visa ran out during COVID. I want to go home, and they'll be like, off to jail you go. That's not okay.
This is crazy.
We need to help this guy.
I would, oh my God. If this person could send us a video, I would love a video of them breaking down what's going on over here in Myanmar.
Yeah, I need more information.
By the way, is this like, why is this not on the news? Like, how dumb is this from someone?
Are we going to save someone's life
is this all
on
a
this
bit?
Podcast?
Is this all a bit? Is this from somebody in the booth?
Need more information.
What's going on here, guys?
Trapped and hiding in, how do you pronounce it?
Myanmar.
How do you know how to pronounce that?
I'm a man of the world, James.
What's Myanmar?
I'm a man of the world.
Used to be Burma.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the old Burma.
Until the rebel militias took over?
Yeah. So, Chad, do you know about what's going on over there?
I have not heard of this.
Why do you think Chad knows what's going on?
He's a very smart young man.
Kind of worldly. I've traveled quite a bit. I've been to places. I've been to Lithuania.
Have you seen the Tony statue?
I have not. I have not seen the Tony statue.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what this person. I mean, I like the smuggling route. I'd get myself a coyote and get out of there.
Yeah, I think that's, I guess, what I would do.
How do you get out of there? I mean,
find the nicest drug trafficker I could find.
Normally, I'm all about giving advice, but I'd fear I'd give this person advice and they'd get like their head chopped off
stumped.
Or some shit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's enter the cup. You were eating candy before this pod.
I wasn't eating that candy though.
No, but do you know what's going on with Skittles?
Yes. So California is.
Well, start this with what's your favorite candy in the world?
Wildberry Skittles.
Wildberry Skittles.
So they're, but I have not had them in a very long time.
Well, I probably got you to hate them because I got you so many for Christmas. You remember?
Yes, you did.
I got you
got
a 10-gallon.
Huge thing. That was amazing. Yeah. I was pregnant that Christmas, though, wasn't I?
Were you?
With Jack.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think.
And strawberry rhubarb pie. Shout out.
He knows me so well. So California is about to ban Skittles because of ingredients that cause cancer, that are like proven to cause cancer. And this, these ingredients that are in Skittles are banned in many nations in our world.
So is everything in our food.
Correct.
Which is so why Skittles?
But we're getting there. This is one step in the right direction.
Why are they going after Skittles,
but
Jane?
But you know what? I will say that I've told both my kids this Halloween when they would grab Skittles, I would say there's something in there that causes you cancer. You can't even buy that in California. And Bo puts it down every time.
Wow.
I'm so proud of him because I feel like as a kid, I would never give a fuck if something
was bad for
me. I
feel like 3 years ago, you wouldn't have
given a fuck,
right? Would you care now? Like if you really wanted Skittles, would you?
I am so much more conscious and like, I don't know. I just feel like the older I get, like mortality is like, you know, more of like an actual thing I think about.
Boys, do you give a fuck that there's poison in certain things or you just fuck it? I feel like Eni's a fuck it guy.
I don't give a fuck about no colors, man. I ain't afraid of a color. Get out of here.
I don't even see color. Exactly. I don't even get the whole Skittles thing. It's just a bunch of same colored candies to me. You know?
Are you colorblind? That's
Shout
cap.
Out. Yeah. Oh, see that?
We're bonding.
She's a woman in the field. You finally got your first woman in the field.
Beautiful.
Shout out.
I can
always use more reporters.
I got you.
Yeah,
well,
one of her dating
someone.
App photos should be as a reporter in the field.
That's your that cap for the day.
Mm.
Yeah, so Skittles is getting banned.
All right, so I got a little story for us.
Okay.
Quick. So my brother did an Ironman. Like full, so you do the swim, then you do the run,
then the bike.
Or maybe it's bike, then swim. I forget.
It should be bike last, because at least you can like coast for a second.
I know it was swim first, then I think it was bike and then run.
Brutal.
I think, yeah.
Mean.
So I saw him the day after he did it, and he's like, I have a story for you. I'm like, what's up? So the whole night before he couldn't sleep. He's just fucking freaking out, thinking about it. You know, he wants to get there and this, and it's starting to rain, so they got to cancel it. No, by the way, they do it in like a full rain, windstorm in New York. So he's like, we get there, and he's like, right before it starts, he goes, I got to take a shit. And he's like, and there's porta potties, and there's long ass lines. And I was like, oh, this is fucking devastating. So he's like, I wait, like, however, how long on the line. He's like, I get in, and he's like, now I realize he has a wetsuit on for the swim, and then under it, a dry suit for the other stuff. So he's like, I'm trying to take both of these suits off without it touching anything in the porta potty. He was just describing this to me. There was sweat dripping from my armpits, where I was like, this is my worst.
Oh.
And he's like, by the way, there's a line of however many people waiting outside of it. The wind is like thrashing this thing around and the rain is just hitting it. He's like, it was the worst experience. So now he's like, I finally figured it out. I shit. He's like, I start wiping. And he goes, it was one of those shits where the more I wiped, the more was there.
Was that was the exact. No, was it nerves?
I don't know what it was, but he said it was like the worst. And then people start like banging on the thing. They're like, you're like, come on. Like, we all got to use it. And he's like, it was the worst experience. And then my dad goes, so he goes, it's like the more you wipe, the more was there. My dad goes, yeah, it's like wiping a brown crayon, right? Like that was like my dad. My dad was like, it's trying to like clean off a brown crayon. And we're all sitting around. I went to go visit my family, obviously in New York. And this was our first thing. And I'm like, this sounds.
Torture.
I can't imagine of things to happen to me. If you put me stuck in Myanmar or having to shit at a fucking a porta potty in the rain with 40 people outside in a double wetsuit.
Before you're about to do an Ironman.
In the cold, I can't even.
How do you do in the race?
Imagine. Oh, he did good. He finished. He whatever. I don't know. Like he wasn't like, oh, I got 70th or like whatever. Yeah. He just, wow. Why you got to throw a dig out there? He didn't place. That's fucked up. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of my brother. Damn, Jane.
I wasn't saying it
he
to
didn't
like
place?
Yeah. What a waste of your time.
That's fucked up. I cannot believe, like, when I didn't need to hear any, like, I was like,
no.
So I was like, did this make the Iron Man
kind of
easy?
I actually want you
easy?
To stop saying it because it's making me so upset.
Dude, could you
stop talking about it?
Imagine it
no.
had me, shout out to Cutter, I was rattled.
Rattled.
I was fully rattled. And he's like, yeah, I knew you'd love that.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're a legend. Oof. Way to go. Oof. That was more impressive to me than the full Iron Man.
Of course.
Taking that shit.
Doing that.
Double suited.
Getting through that.
What a legend. All right. We got the.
He's a hero.
He's a hero.
If you could spy on someone for the next month without them ever knowing, would you? Who? And have you ever? I would love to watch, like, my kids at school.
Okay.
I just want to know. I just, like, want to watch them, like, out in the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would love it.
I've pulled up to pick up your kids from school with you, and you love to, like, peek through the mm-hmm. fence and make, look, 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 he's over there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. one time we saw Jack, like, slam his hand into the wall, and you were like, oh, no, he's having a hard time.
Oh, yeah. Quick break. I just told Rob earlier, Jack, in a fit of rage the other day, punched his iPad and shattered the screen.
And for everyone out there, he is how old?
5.
Yeah. What boys, if you could spy on somebody for like a month or a week or whatever, if they would never know, would you do it? No one wants to jump at this one, huh? Man, a lot of silence.
I mean, I don't know who I would want to spy on.
I feel like they have some kind of secret operation and they're all feeling awkward because they don't want to tell us about it.
Do you guys
is there a camera in the bathroom?
Are you guys spies?
Are you watching me go pee-pee before the episodes?
Yeah. What'd you say, Zola?
I said I'd spy on you. I want to see how you live. Yeah.
Oh,
you so strange.
After about 20 minutes, you'd be like, okay, I'm done. It's the most
boring.
You're
like, he's still meditating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the most boring.
He's still mixing his dressing in that bowl. You guys, Rob made a homemade dressing in my house. And Cutter and I swear to God, kept looking at each other like, he's still whisking that thing. You walked around my kitchen island.
It's called
for
emulsifying.
Like 10 minutes just doing this.
Chad knows that word. What?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, emulsify, dude. What? So are we spying on anybody if we could and they wouldn't know? I feel like the answer is yes, but you're trying to figure out what you should say.
No, I don't. I mean, nah, I don't know. I think if I wanted to spy on you, I'm probably watching you already, so.
But you wouldn't want to know what your girl's up to when you're not around, none of that?
I know what she's up to.
You think you know what she's
up
to.
Oh, I know what she's up to.
He's a tech guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you have her on, like, Find My Friends on your phone? You know where she's at all the time? Are you that dude?
I got what I got, man. I know where my people are. You know what I'm saying?
Is that why everything is encrypted? Damn. Okay. Wow.
Respect.
Location is on, huh? Chad, we spying on anybody?
I'm not much of a voyeur, but I think I would be strategic about it. It'd probably be like, I need to get some info that's going to help me with my future, you know, something financial. So I would have to think
that's
about
called
it.
Insider trading.
Exactly.
Actually, I never thought about that. Yeah, right? Like, we should fucking spy up on, like, Apple or, like, so, you know, the meetings when we know that they're about to, like, release some shit.
Exactly.
Hell
let's make
yeah.
some money.
I like that.
Let's do
Damn,
it.
Damn, that's good. See, he
we're
is
the new,
smart guy.
We're the new Ocean's 11, this crew right here.
I told you he was a
I
smart
like
one, Jamie.
Wouldn't
You're
that
like,
be
why
a good
asking,
little film?
Why are you asking Chad? Now you know. Chad's got the answers.
Oh, I've never doubted Chad.
You doubted Chad earlier.
When have I ever doubted
like, why,
Chad?
Chad, did she not doubt you earlier?
I was just saying, I didn't doubt he had the answer. I was like, why are you singling him out?
Chad.
Nah, she was like, why would this nerd know about Myanmar? What the fuck does he know? It's pretty much exactly what she said.
Chad, you couldn't be wrong, more wrong about my feelings about you.
I don't know. I think Chad's always right. Here, let's get
another,
let's get another one out of there.
What is the last thing you lost? Do you misplace these a lot? Sunglasses. All the fucking time I lose all of my sunglasses.
Really?
I don't know how. I really feel like I'm responsible. I have no idea, but they're always gone.
See, and Annie had asked previously, what's good about me having OCD in a relationship? A girl never has to worry about me losing shit. Like, I never lose fucking any. Every single one of my pants have zipper pockets. Jamie Lee knows because I won't I refuse to lose. You like that attitude, Any? Refuse
love
to
it.
Lose, baby.
Hashtag.
Hashtag refuse to lose.
But I love it.
It's played?
Until we play, but I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's played. Mm. I'm like, we're on the same team, and he wants to go against me. I'm saying we don't lose.
I know. I hate people on my team.
That's
what
I'm trying to say, bro. I'm saying in life, we don't lose. We refuse to lose. Yeah. Even independently, you refuse to lose. I refuse to lose.
That's true. It's just when two people like that meet, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be a loser.
But I fucking never lose. And now, you know, that whole thing of like, no, you're going to lose something, which sucks. I don't want to lose something. But yeah, I just don't. I mean, like, you know, the corny shit, like socks. I actually, when I was in New York, I left my laptop charger at my dad's and I was like blown away that I was like, wow, I can't believe I did that.
Did he bring it?
Luckily, New York has a 24-hour Apple store. I went right there. By the way, you want to go to a fucking tough place?
Oh, yeah.
Go to an Apple store at midnight. It was like 11:30 on a Sunday.
What's happening there?
It is just, it's like a train station. Like, you're just like, Jesus Christ, there's so many people. And half the people are there because they're like tourists and they want to take pictures inside of them. Like, look, I was at an Apple store, which is a fucking loser
move.
At
midnight?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what are these people doing? It's like the new Times Square. It's like an exhibit in New York City where all these people are like Instagram, taking photos and stuff. And I'm like, it's a store. Like, they sell shit. Dude, people piss me off. And then, of course, the person's like, oh, well, it's going to be like this kind of weight and this. I'm like, I need that thing. Like, and they're like, okay. Like, they like kind of like, dude, don't even get me started.
Leave the house.
Okay. So here's the thing that I came across that I want to know what everybody in here would do. I was watching a thing about somebody who was kidnapped. Somebody who's kidnapped. They thought that they saw the person who kidnapped her and her in a Denny's. Somewhere. So right away, like, the people in the Denny's like, fuck, what do we do? So what my question is, like, what the fuck do you do? Like, if they're talking about somebody who's kidnapped, you're sitting at a Denny's and you're like, hey, that looks like the girl, but she's like with the guy who just appears to be like her dad. Like, how do you approach the situation? Like, you can't go up to him and be like, hey, I think you were kidnapped.
I would,
like,
try to get her to make eye contact with me and be like, are you okay?
But then if she's like, daddy, that person is like being really weird,
I mean, then I'll back off, but I'll try.
Guys, what do you do?
You call the fucking police.
But I'm saying, let's say, okay, the police take time. Like, you've heard these situations where it's like police take fucking a long time to get somewhere. Let's say 4 minutes in, they're getting up and they're leaving or whatever. Like, what's
keep
your
an
move?
Eye on them. See. What yeah, follow them. Get into. Follow them.
Make an excuse. Can you help me with something?
Oh, that's good. I like the excuse.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm making a dating profile. You think you could take some pictures of me?
Can you just give me your opinion on my dating profile? I just need a stranger's opinion.
It says have a friend write something, but I don't have any friends. Could you just write something like really?
How would you describe me?
Don't I seem nice?
What are my five best qualities?
Because I think it's like a tough situation. We're obvious because, like, you know, the first thought is like, okay, you start alerting authorities, but then you tell, like, a waitress, you know what I mean? Like, you tell a waitress, like, hey, doesn't this look like blah, blah, blah? But, man, that's a hard... Cause
being
you can't...
around, like, real danger or, like, real... I've told you about the guy.
Gets
I told you,
horny? You
guys about... No. I told you about the girl that was getting in the hotel room next to me, right? I told that story on here?
Yeah, you saved
with
a
the
life.
Guy. Yeah. But, like, we being in a situation around where you feel like there's real danger or real, like, not injustice. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, where something, like, serious is going on.
Serious is the word you're looking for.
Wasn't
also,
the word.
None of us in here remember that story. I don't know if you said that on the show.
Oh.
Maybe you told it on Pajama Pants.
Okay. Well, really briefly, I was in a hotel room in Miami and...
Well, hold on, really briefly. It's like one of the greatest stories. Like, it's an incredible story. You like save somebody's life. Maybe don't just gloss over it.
But the point of me telling it is that you have this quick moment where you know you have a choice. And neither is necessarily right or wrong. Like, you don't have to be the hero, but you're it's like this quick second where, like, your brain computes, like, you can do this or this. Like, and those are your choices. And so in this moment, there was a girl, it was late at night, I was in a hotel room with my mom in Miami, it was around midnight, and I was awoken to hearing, like, a struggle in the room next to me and a girl scream. I heard a bottle break, and then I heard her running and, like, screaming to try to get him away, And my instinct was to open my door and go to that room next door. I was literally in like my underwear. And when I opened the door, her hand was trying to get out of the door and he was trying to close it on her. And there were grown men standing in this hallway just staring, like not like frozen. Like not again, not they were wrong, but like it was scary. Yeah. And I just like put all my little weight on the door and shoved it in. And I think it might have scared him back. And I grabbed her and I brought her into my room and closed the door. She was like covered in blood. She had broken a champagne bottle over his head. And I guess he was bleeding on her. And in that moment, we called downstairs because I said to her, what is he wearing? What does he look like? And I remember she saying he had a striped shirt. His name is James. And I just broke a bottle over his head. And I called down to the lobby and I said, there's a man in a striped shirt with a cut in his head. He probably has blood. He just tried to. I was like, what happened? She's like, he tried to rape me. And like then I was there at the hotel for 2 days being questioned and they got him. The guy had like 12 passports on him. He was he was wanted for identity theft and all this kind of shit. But the point of this is that, like, again, they're in that moment, like, you really feel like you have a choice. And I feel like I would always choose the, I gotta do something.
One. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You're a hero. I can't believe you didn't.
I thought I told that story.
You didn't tell it on here, but you told it on Pajama Pants for sure.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee's a hero guy. You didn't know?
They call me the Miami hero.
Yeah,
thank you.
They call her the Miami.
Should I put that on my profile? My dating profile?
Yeah.
She saved a girl's life once.
Don't even think about it, James. That's what you should say.
Yeah. James.
She takes her cape off to come in here, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but.
We haven't done a Who Knows Less About Sopranos in a very long time.
No.
Do we have stuff from time immemorial still?
Yes. All right. What do Meadow and Hunter ask Christopher for? What do Meadow and Hunter ask Christopher for to help with studying?
Oh,
crystal meth.
Oh, damn. I was going to say Adderall.
I don't think Adderall existed then.
Jesus, you were asking for crystal meth?
Right?
Jamie got it right. Yep.
Yeah,
crystal meth.
Crystal meth. Yeah.
Wow. You went from a fucking hero to a zero real quick on this pod. You fucking asking people for meth?
Crystal meth was to help us stay up late to study.
Jesus Christ. Did he get it for you?
Yes. We took it. There's a whole scene where
you don't take crystal meth. Do you smoke it, right?
They never showed us doing it, but
you were doing meth on Sopranos?
There's a whole scene where we're singing in a choir and I'm like sweating. And I tell Tony that I did it a couple of times.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Meadow wasn't like, you know, a
crisp. So when you find out, okay, I have to be on crystal meth in this scene, what kind of, do you do research to be like, what is it like to be on crystal meth?
No, I remember whoever was directing the episode, might have been John Patterson. I remember whoever was the director explaining to me like, telling me what to do, like to be fidgeting my fingers a lot. They put like a ton of sweat on me, like making me feel like uncomfortable in my skin. But I had to sing, like a solo in my choir as I was like on meth, essentially.
Wow.
You should watch the show.
No, that's all right.
It's only in the first season. You'll get to it quick.
No, I got other stuff to do. How do we go on with the pod? I think we got to wrap it up because you're just so...
It's all those Skittles I ate back in the day.
Yeah.
All that dye in my body.
You make me feel so honored just to sit across from you.
Happy to do it.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's another ep.